And we're live on a very late edition of the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. It is actually 5 p.m. on a Monday. That's a metric Monday. I felt so bad. I haven't done a metric, talk about metrics in so long. And I had a bunch of topics on metrics and just teaching Mondays and Fridays have been tough. But anyway, I want to talk about sometimes you need to adjust your metrics and how you collect them and what you use them for, and they're not always all needed. So I want to talk about that today in this Metric Monday. Hey, I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and I hope you're having fun today. I know it's the beginning of the week. It's a Monday. It's Metric Monday, so we're talking about metrics and Mondays, and oh, God, what topics, Greg. But we're going to dive into it. Here on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way to bring more value to your customer, not work so hard to bring that value to your customer, and have a little fun along the way. And today I wanted to share a couple little stories. I thought I had something I'm kind of, I had to do progress reports and report cards last week and everything like that. And a lot of things we're doing helped made me think about adjusting metrics and how you do things and what you do. And we came up with new process. Some of the kids in the class are a little, let's say, rambunctious a little bit and getting a little stir crazy and distracting all the kids in the class. And I was advised that I should write up a way to give kids checks for being disturbing. I'm like, okay, fine. So I had to come up with a process to do it. So it kind of triggered it, but it kind of going into what you do in a team. A lot of companies I go work with are like, hey, what are the metrics? Let's do all the metrics. Get all the metrics. A lot of teams don't need all the metrics up front. They need a few just to show how they're progressing, but they're not all needed. Sometimes metrics, you add metrics, you take metrics away, depending on what process you're changing and what your goal is sought for the team. Like, yes, there is velocity. Yes, there's a way to measure velocity. I like also to do acceleration where I see how well we're improving our velocity. Some people don't like units of measure or anything like that to measure how the team's doing. There's always going to be something you measure people with. And it's kind of needed. And they like it because it gives them a little feedback loop. It's simple. It should be easy to understand. But sometimes you don't do all of them. Like I can put on a Jira board 50 fields of stuff we want to track and all that. But do we use it? Does it make sense? Is it going to cause more trouble than it's worth? Like for an example, and this is the one from school. So we did the check process. Well, I had this thing where they write 10 things that they're thankful for. Instead of doing it as playing a typing game or little basic mundane typing, I make them use their brains a little bit and come up with 10 things they're thankful for. And because I only have them once a week, each grade. And so they type it in the computer. They save it and everything in the file. It goes to a shared drive so I can see it. They don't email it to me. I have it organized. So I go boom, 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 and go look at everyone's folders and see if they did their work. And what I did from a very standard, practical, evidence-based metric versus subjective, rather than write people up for messing around in the beginning of class and not paying attention and not doing what they're supposed to, it came down to, okay, I set 10 minutes up. In those 10 minutes, you write your 10 things. If you have time left over, my advice to you is to do your homework. Do some homework, get it done in class, and then you don't have to worry about it. Because part of their grades is having the 10 things written up and doing homework every week, whether I have them in class or not. And some students choose not to. They choose unwisely and go do things. And for a while there, the way I would write people up is I would check in the class. So here's how I had to do it. So they would write in. So I had to go in the class, but I was doing grades. I was doing progress reports. So I didn't really worry about too much. I let them play some video games and do their thing. And while they were doing that, I was checking the grades. I realized it's taking me too long to do this. Me looking for those 10 things. And kind of why I never wanted to do the write-ups in the first place. I needed something, but I really didn't want to do that. It's an administrative burden, and I don't want to use that administrative burden to take away from their ability to do what they do and learn stuff in class and for me to teach them, right? So at first I would do it. It would take, I realize it's taking too long. That's just like any administrative process, any metrics. If the metrics taking up too much time to collect it, you have to adjust the process, right? You don't necessarily do it while they're doing it. Maybe you do it post, pre, something, but somehow sort of do some automated process so they're not working with it. So I adjust it. I said, okay, I'm going to set my timer for 10 minutes. Now, if you do not have your 10 things saved in the shared folder, within 10 minutes of that, or actually 5 minutes of that timer going off, and I'm going to check it at the end of the day when I'm not in class because I'm constant with kids all day long. When I get free time, I'll check it. I'll look the folders. If it's not there, you get a check mark, right? So I adjusted from taking up time in the class, which is relatively a simple process, but it still takes 5-10 minutes. Maybe it takes 5-10 minutes max, depending on how big the class is, right? Maximum 10 minutes. But that's 10 minutes when I have a 45-minute class with the students. So that's a lot. It's a big, it's not 10%. It's more like, what, 20% almost, you know, of the class, because they also got to get going and get started. So while they're doing those 10 things, if I'm spending next, I can't grade it while they're doing their 10 things. If I do it next, so that's 10 minutes and my 10 minutes, that's 20 minutes. That's half the class of them not getting their stuff done. So I adjusted how I was collecting the metrics to be after they're done, I collect it. And it's not a big deal if there's a lag behind when they get feedback on the metrics and when they actually do it. It's not really a big thing. They're going to realize it by the next class that, yes, they didn't do it, and that we are serious about them paying attention, right? So there's a little seriousness, but they don't have to delay their learning experience. So there's two things that this has taught me that I wanted to share with you, and I've seen it in regular Scrum classes, Scrum teams. Like I said, one, you can collect too many metrics, and you may or may not need them. Like, I didn't need to do the disciplinary thing. It wasn't really needed until it really got out of hand to the point where it was a little bit chaos. So at first, I didn't want to do this. I could have implemented this whole process like day one, right? But I didn't want to, right? Because it was going okay. And then it just, some students just got too chaotic and just took it away from the team and made the experience less enjoyable for everyone, including myself. So I had to implement it. So I didn't implement this metric at first, right? It was part of the grade. It was always been part of the grade. They have things laid out. I lay out the grading norms in advance. I don't like grade you on the fly. I said that you have, it's very simple. Here's your metrics. You have your homeworks and your 10 things. You get a B, right? That's kind of easy. You have to participate in class. If you don't participate in class, you don't get the B. You get like a C. If you want an A, do a couple of reports, and you'll get an A. That's it. That's how you do it. That's how I do it in my class. Not very complicated, very simple. Because I want to enjoy the class and do stuff. So like I said, in the beginning, I didn't do the disciplinary thing. I didn't do the check marks. I didn't do all that kind of stuff. But they needed it. So I added it to the process. Now, once I started the process, I realized, and I knew it was going to take up too much time, it ended up taking, you know, 10 to 20% of my time to do this administrative activity as it was to teach out of the class. And each class only got so much time. So what I have now adjusted how I do my metrics, not during the session, but post the session. So it's always okay to adjust your metrics and how you do your collection process as you move along, as you learn new ways of doing or new things that come about or what's more valuable. So people think, oh, I'm just collect this metric. So I'm going to collect this metric forever. And you don't necessarily need to collect the metric forever. If it doesn't pertain to what they're doing anymore, stop collecting the metric. Eliminate that administrative task. Eliminate that time use of your time. And move on to the next phase where there may be another metrics down the line that is valuable and useful for the team to see how they're progressing. So I wanted to share that with you because it's important to understand, because there's a lot of people out there that they would introduce me. They would, you know, not save, but other things, PMP, PMBOK. They think everything in there, they had to get it done. They had this form and everything pertained to everything. and it doesn't. You have to understand when the metrics apply and when they don't apply anymore, when you don't use a metric and when you bring a metric in. It's very important because your job is not to put metrics on everything. Your job is to help the team succeed. You use these metrics to help the team succeed, just like this disciplinary thing. I'm using the metric to help them get their learn and progress and get A's and B's or whatever they want. They can get a C if they want. I don't care. It's up to them. It's their choice. But it's very simple, and it's to help the whole team, the whole classroom, be able to succeed in what they want to do in their learning experience. So I didn't do it at first. I did it later. And then when I did it, I adjusted again because I didn't want to have that taking my eye off the ball when I wanted to spend more time teaching my students. Same goes through scrum teams, any organization you have. You have to be flexible with your metrics, whether or not when you start them, and then when you start them, how you might want to adjust them to not interfere with your team's productivity. I just wanted to share that with you. It's something I have. I got more metric stuff I have written in my phone and my notes, but I wanted to share that because that was recent, just something going on in the classroom that just shows a point where you don't really need all the metrics when you start, but sooner or later you may need to add one to help the team progress. And then once you add them, you should always be being retrospective on those metrics and see if you need to adjust how you do it. Is there a way to do it to take less administrative burden for those metrics? So that's what I want to share today on the Metric Monday. Don't forget, I put on there, I'll put some more information. I am doing a goal, talk about metrics, OKRs. We are doing an OKR session, and I sent an email out and I should know what it is. But you know what? My brain just went crazy, and I believe it's going to be May. I think that's it. No, that's a show. I want to say May 11th. Uh-huh. Yeah. May 11th. May 11th, we're going to do another OKR program to help you do your goals. If you haven't done your goals yet, send me a message. See what it is. It's only if you put, you're going to join the newsletter. You put newsletter in the discount. I think it cuts it by 50% in the cost. I think it's around $27 plus tax because, of course, they want to tax you on stuff. Please feel free. It's a good session. At least get your thoughts together. I just recommending that. And then Thursday night, again, don't forget, we're going to have our interview. So we'll do another interview on Thursday night. Should be good. And it's a new book that's coming out that's coming out to print, I think, in May. So we're going to talk about that book that's coming. And with that, I want to wish you the best day, best evening, and we will see you tomorrow. Take care, everyone. Happy scrumming. And I wish you all the best. Bye.